A familiar name, a new gallery. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Anyone who knows anything about art in Los Angeles has likely heard the name Paul Schimmel. A few years ago, he was forced to resign as curator of LA's Museum of Contemporary Art, MoCA. The announcement shocked the art community here. He'd been there for nearly three decades. But as expected, Schimmel's name would not fade from the art world in L.A., and he's partnered in a new gallery with a survey of sculpture made by women. Hunter Drohioska-Philp is here to talk about it today. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
All right, what gallery are we talking about here?
We're talking about Hauser and Wirth, with locations in Europe and New York. But here, they've taken over a 19th century old flour mill and converted it to 100,000 square foot space with a courtyard. And when Paul Schimmel was available, they grabbed him and made him a partner, and he has really transformed this area that's really walking distance from his old offices at MoCA.
So now it's Hauser, Wirth, and Schimmel here in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
It is. All right. Now, galleries open all the time, Hunter. Why is this one significant? Why do we care about this?
Yvonne Wirth told me he wants this to be like a community approach, and similar to a gallery they have in Somerset, which means the courtyard is open to the public all the time. They're going to be open at night. They have a restaurant. They have a bookstore. They'll have an education lab. They have a garden. They even have a fountain that doubles as a dog bowl. And they have galleries that will exhibit art.
And sculpture is the medium that we're talking about, right, with females who are doing these sculptures.
This is absolutely textbook Schimmel. He's known for sort of discovering and then examining areas of art history and contemporary artists who have been overlooked in some way. And with Jenny Sorkin, he's put together a show that was really overdue, Sculpture Made by Women Since 1947, and aptly titled A Revolution in the Making. You'll go into the entrance galleries, which have been beautifully restored in this old building. You'll see this kind of more or less modern type work by Louise Bourgeois and other artists. But I was happy to see Claire Falkenstein and these sort of woven wire sculptures containing pieces of colored glass, an artist from L.A. who's been long overlooked, in my opinion.
Wires with colored glass. That sounds so intricate and detailed. Is that what kind of sculpture we're talking about?
You see a lot of woven wire. You see a lot of sculpture hanging from the ceiling. I mean, artists, these women were rejecting what they perceived to be the way sculpture is made by men, not cast in bronze or carved from marble or put on a pedestal. They're embracing alternative ways of making things and alternative materials. And this is especially potent in the work from the 60s and the 70s, where you see an artist like Sheila Hicks wrapping bundles of yellow thread and piling them on the floor, or the well-known artist Yayoi Kusama stuffing these white fabric phalluses and laying them on the floor. There's a lot of emphasis on process, pouring, wrapping, doing women's work, using fabrics. And I think intelligently they decided to take this show into the present as a way of saying this kind of work is still relevant today.
How does this fit in, Hunter, into what Schimmel usually does? He does highlight the not so mundane. He highlights the revolutionary, as you talked about.
Well, exactly. And he has, in this case, I would say that he's brought together people you wouldn't necessarily think of putting together. I mentioned Sheila Hicks, but he also has Eva Hess, very well known for these poured resin panels. He's put in someone like Jessica Stockholder with her painted assemblage pieces that are electrified at times. And he also commissioned contemporary artists to do work for this show. He's really validating and legitimizing sculpture made by women. With his co-curator, Jenny Sorkin, I have to emphasize her talent in this as well.
All right. Well, looking forward to it. This is, of course, Hauser, Wirth, and Schimmel in Los Angeles. And the exhibit goes until when?
Well, it's a museum-quality exhibit with a massive, important catalog, and of course it goes to September 4th, just like a real museum show.
Through Labor Day weekend, right? All right, Hunter Drohioska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.